When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Lomas Brown is on Twitter at LomasBrown75, the Lions Radio Network analyst, first team All-Pro offensive tackle and Super Bowl 37 champion, joins us on the Score Hotline presented by Circa Sports Illinois. Download the Circa Sports app today, twitch.tv/Chicago670. The Score. Lomas, how you been, man?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing today?
Not as good as the Lions offense, Lomas. I don't know that much is. We were just talking about Thomas Brown's work with Caleb Williams, and I want to get your opinion, too, just what you think of Caleb Williams so far, what you've seen, and the change that they made at offensive coordinator with bringing Thomas Brown in.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. It kind of reminded me back in 1999 when I was with the Cleveland Browns, and we drafted Tim Couch, number one overall. And, you know, we put him in an offense that he didn't have a lot of success in. And it kind of reminds me because before Thomas Brown took over, a lot of things that Caleb was doing was five-step, seven-step drops. And we did the same thing with Tim Couch in his rookie year. And I'm telling you, you just can't do a rookie like that. You have to have some 1-2-3s, get the ball out your hands. You know, you got to have short throws in there. You have to have short drops in there. And I think a lot of people make mistakes like that when they get a talent in there. They think they could just go back to 5-7-step drop, and there's too many reads. You put too many reads on the quarterback when you do that. Too much to look at. So you want to have it to where Thomas has him, 1-2-3, get on that back foot, get the ball out of his hands, and have routes that match up with that. So I commend them what he has done with Caleb so far, and he looks good. He looks so much better. He looks comfortable. It looks like the game is slowing down a little bit for him more and more.
Lomas, you were part of four Lions playoff teams, 91, 93, 94, and 95. Two of those teams won the then NFC Central, 91, 12 regular season wins, made the NFC Championship. Did it ever feel like this team feels? Did any of those teams ride quite this high?
Man, that's a great, great question. I think maybe in 1995, when we got on that 7-game win streak. But I'm telling you, no, because of how dominant this team has been. It's been unbelievable to watch them go out. One, work as a unit. And when I say a unit, offense, defense, and special teams, they've been working like a hand in the glove all year long, and it's been great to see. Two, the talent. I mean, this talent that Brad Holmes has brought in, I mean, when you talk about these last 3-4 drafts, I mean, they have been awesome. I mean, foundational pieces that the Lions have picked up and young pieces that have come in and started performing well at a young age. So that's been impressive. And then what Dan Campbell and this coaching staff has done. I mean, first, him keeping the coaching staff together, but second, just how they work, man. It seems to be seamless right now. Ben Johnson is dialing up the right plays. Aaron Glenn has our defense plan. I mean, they're playing at, for us, a historical level of what they're playing at. Dave Phipps has the special teams plan. So right now, we're playing very well as a complete team.
Well, and we get to see former Bears running back David Montgomery as part of a 1-2 punch with Jahmyr Gibbs.
Can I please interrupt you and ask you a question? What were you guys thinking letting that man go right there? I'm going to tell you, and you know, again, watching him from the outside in, I knew he was a powerful back. But until he got here, I did not know he can make people miss in tight spaces the way he can. It's just unbelievable. So we appreciate it. Thank you for the David Montgomery.
I can answer that question for you. I know you meant it rhetorically, but I do think that the calculus in letting him go was that running backs in large part are fungible as far as the dollars go, and his running style is one that doesn't necessarily predict a long career and or one without injuries, and they wanted to get somebody with a little more back-end speed rather than just the ability to – you have both, obviously, but the idea of having somebody who just has to use all of his moves on every run.
Yeah, yeah. So, again, you guys, y'all got Swift back there. That would have been a nice compliment for David Montgomery. But I, like I say, thank you guys for – because he's been a godsend. And I'm telling you, for us, our offense, everybody thinks it runs through Jared. No, it runs through David Montgomery. I think he's just as important piece. If we lose him – I think that can derail what the Lions have built because of how important he is to not only the run game, but the passing game, too.
Well, and I think it speaks to what the Lions have done that the Bears haven't. David Montgomery talked to us toward the end of his time with the Bears as having to relearn how to run. He got outside counsel and worked with outside coaches when it came to improving his speed, improving his technique, and you've got to tip your hat to what's going on in Detroit when it comes to knowing how to bring the best out of people. It helps that you have generational talent on the offensive line in Penei Sewell. It helps that you have a guy like Frank Ragnow. But to see what Jared Goff has done in his time there and to see how David Montgomery has flourished, I think that speaks a lot to what you're seeing overall with that team.
Yeah, no, I agree. And don't forget, we've been starving. You guys have bitten the apple before. Y'all got into the big-time dance. We've never been there. We've never tasted a piece of the apple. You know, I have, fortunately, but not as a Lion. So, man, we've been starving for so many years, and you can just see how our fans travel and how they've just been reacting and how they've been enjoying this season so far.
This segment with Lomas Brown is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I continue to be amazed that the defense has sustained through the injuries that they've suffered, and particularly that to Aiden Hutchinson, who is a transcendent talent, who was already statistically on pace to be not a runaway defensive player of the year, certainly ending up in the conversation. Why did his absence not mean what we expected it to mean?
Yeah, I mean, again, I think they've been able to cover up things, and that's the thing we've been able to do so far. Believe me, we miss Aiden. I mean, the pass rush hadn't been the same since he's left, and Aaron Glenn has just found different ways to kind of, as I say, manufacture pressure. I mean, we've been using our linebackers a lot more. I mean, our linebackers basically play downhill, attacking gaps. We've been sending them on blitz, delay blitz, disguise blitzes, you know, and we've been using our safeties too. So, you know, again, it's almost like by committee now that we have to be able to get pressure on quarterbacks. That's good. Still, to me, that's kind of our Achilles heel. Because, again, if they give Caleb Williams time, he'll find some success against the Lions. We've improved that. I think we have one of the top secondaries in this league, especially our safeties, man. I think we got the top safety tandem in the league. But, again, if a quarterback is able to have 4 or 5 seconds to scan the field, he's the wide receivers. These offenses are too good. So I just think that, again, that's going to be our Achilles heel probably the rest of this year. But Aaron Glenn's been doing a wonderful job of kind of manufacturing things and disguising things to get pressure on some of these quarterbacks.
Lomas, have a very happy, healthy Thanksgiving. Appreciate your time, as always. Great to catch
you
up.
You all, too. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
That is the affable former Lion, Lomas Brown.